In this week's parasha, we learn about Moshe is instructed to speak to the rock. He hits the rock and he is punished. He and Aaron will not enter the land of Israel. So the Medrash says that the people came to Moshe and Aaron as they were mourning their sister. And so Moshe and Aaron fled to the Ohel Moed, and Hashem told them, stop mourning your sister for the old woman and get out there and don't let people die of thirst. So Hashem uses a very harsh language. We learned in the Drashos Aran, in the eighth Drasha, the Ran explained that when the Jewish people complained throughout the desert, their complaint stemmed from one thing. They were like a spoiled child, and they felt like all their problems could be resolved. But they sensed that maybe Moshe didn't care enough to resolve their problems. So they came to Moshe with complaints like a spoiled child, and they said, we wish we never would have come here. They didn't really mean we want to go back to Egypt, except for the sin of the Meraglim, or the golden calf. Except for then, every other time they complained, their request was legitimate. The way they presented it was problematic.
It sounds so obnoxious.
Okay. But the Ran says it's very important to note, their point was, Moshe, if you cared more, you would give us what we're asking for. Please take care of this. It seems that in our parsha, there's an element where the Medrash sides with the people. Because Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, he says, why are you mourning the old woman? He doesn't call her by name, the great pious Miriam. He doesn't talk about her as their sister or Miriam. He calls her the old woman, as people are dying of thirst. And there seems to be an indication in the Medrash that Hashem is vindicating the claim of the people. Hashem says, Moshe and Aaron, you are public servants. Get out there and deal with the needs of the people. That terminology in the Medrash, as the Ran points out in the ninth speech, the whole story of the rock is a story of the love Hashem has for the Jewish people. Hashem says, I will not forgive you, Moshe, because I love my people and you've spoken properly to them. And so this whole story of Mei Merivah revolves around one theme, and that is the theme of how much Hashem cares and loves for each Jew. And that's why Moshe, in fact, was taken to task and Hashem wouldn't forgive him, because of the care Hashem has for each and every one of us. Shabbat Shalom.